On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's one-room country shack. They say my mama left me the day before she had me. She hit the road and never once looked back. Well, now I just thought I'd mention that my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way. Oh, my sweet Carolina, I don't guess I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love the wiggle in your walking and your big city talking and your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, let's hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seems like haste makes for waste every time. But I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way. Yodelee-de-lay-o-lay-o-lay.
For Tufts Freeform Radio, all aboard the Stranger Waves Express. Today we are doing a theme show all about train songs. So you just heard Georgia on a Fast Train by Johnny Cash. Got some Jerry Garcia Band up next. Here's Stop That Train from June 10th, 1989. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So you just heard Stop That Train by the Jerry Garcia Band, originally from Peter Tosh and the Wailers, of course. Great song. Got some Merle Haggard up next, who, until recently, I did not know wrote an entire concept album about trains. It's called My Love Affair with Trains, and from that album, here's The Silver Ghost. Enjoy.
Here's a story song of an old railroad legend that treads on the very edge of the supernatural.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see, round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlights switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's silver ghost, 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story how an engine went to glory over 50 years ago on this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if the mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high and lonely wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the miner's silver ghost. The train they call the miner's silver ghost. The train they call the miner's silver ghost.
All right, The Silver Ghost by Merle Haggard. Up next, got some Dolly Parton, but bluegrass Dolly Parton, with Sam Bush playing the mandolin. Here's Train Train. Enjoy. Up next, we have one of my favorite train songs, The City of New Orleans by Orlo Guthrie, originally written by Steve Goodman of You Never Even Call Me By Your Name fame. Enjoy. Happy Jazz Fest, everyone.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars, restless riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields, passing trains that have no name and gold of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone. Point ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. You feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there. Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues.
All right, that was The City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie. We're going to move into some Billy Strings from his All Train set on April 13th. I should probably take a moment to shout out both Billy Strings and the Instagram account Train Songs, without which this show would not be happening. Neither would my obsession with Train Songs exist. So, from the All Train Songs set in Tampa a couple weeks ago, which I will forever be jealous I wasn't at, here's I'd Like to Be a Train.
accidental radio, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Thank you, Willie.
All right. Got some fish up next. Here is Back on the Train. Some 1.0 Back on the Train. June 14th, 2000, Japan. It's a classic. Enjoy.
Took me a long time to get back on the train.
Back on the Train, Fish. Good stuff. Got some Grateful Dead up next. Some acoustic Grateful Dead, to be specific. This is from one of the shows of the Fall 1980 tour, where they opened with an acoustic performance.
Tragedy narrowly averted.
Here's Monkey and the Engineer. Enjoy.
It's another in our long list of tragedy songs, but this one is a tragedy narrowly averted. It goes like this. Once upon a time there was an engineer, drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat, he let the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, and did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive right on time, big locomotive coming down the line, big locomotive number 99, left the engineer with a worried mind. The engineer called up the dispatcher on the phone, tell him all about his locomotive was gone. Get on the wire, switch operator to right, 'cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time, said there's a northbound living on the same main line. Open up the switch and go and let it through the hole, 'cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive right on time, big locomotive coming down the line, big locomotive number 99, let the engineer with a worried mind worry.
That was Monkey and the Engineer from October 27th, 1980. Hoping Dead and Company over the summer tries out some acoustic stuff. I think that'd be fun. I feel like they've kind of exhausted a lot of their other options, so it'd be nice to see them switch it up. Gonna keep the train music going. Got some Doc and Merle Watson up next. Here's Big Spike Hammer. Enjoy.
Let's hear you on that Big Spike Hammer one time, son, and bring her up to date in the bluegrass picking a little there. Big spike hammer, Lord, it's busting my side. I work every day to try to please that woman, and Lord, she's never satisfied. Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Della May, oh, Della May, even someday. I'm the best hammer swinger in this old section gang. Big Bill Johnson is my name. I swing this old hammer for a dollar and a half a day, and it's all for my Della May. Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Della May,
places, and there's lots of things I've done, and still some things I want to see. This hammer that I swing, or the woman that I love, one of them's gonna be the death of me. Hey, hey, Hotel May, why do you treat me this way?
All right, we're going to keep the picking going. Here's In the Pines by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Enjoy. In the Pines by Bill Monroe. I have one question to leave with you all. What's better than one train? Two trains. Little Feet. Enjoy.
Till that the same conclusion. I don't know how to play the game of what it is or how it's gonna be. I really care. I'm not one to hide my love behind a lock and key, but if things keep on the way they are, there'll be no place left for me. And two trains are running on the line. One train's for me and the other day you found out mine. And oh, big on the line, big on the line. And
all right, I got one more song for y'all before I have to hand it off to the next DJ. I played my favorite Bob Dylan train song last week by accident, which is tonight I'll be staying here with you. So we're going to play my second favorite Bob Dylan train song. It takes a lot to laugh. It takes a train to cry off Highway 61. If you're new to the show, I'm going to be here next week, same time, spinning some great stuff, so tune back in. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I ride on a mail train, babe. Can't buy a thrill. Up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, and if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Don't the trees. Don't a brake man look good, mama, dragging down the double E. Don't the sun look good going down over the sea. But don't my gal look fine when she's coming in. Time is coming, the windows are filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, but I could not get across. Well, I wanna be your lover, baby, I don't wanna be your boss. Don't say I train gets lost.
All right, well, thank you for tuning in to Stranger Waves. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And if you haven't already, go sign up for the Train Song Zine. It's a great little publication to get a few times a year. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Be back same time next week. So swing on back by.
Maybe the sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. Try to understand. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Maybe you just need some time alone. I will try to understand. Everything has its plan. But either way, I'm gonna stay. Clouds will roll away. Maybe I won't be so afraid. I will understand. Everything has its plan. Either way,
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
For me.